B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for coming up. I know you just got done a workout, and I was over there watching a little bit. First of all, how you feeling right now at this stage of spring training?
I feel good. You know, it feels like, you know, my first week of spring, just like it would be. So just taking my time, trying to, you know, stay healthy, of course, and you know, get some at-bats and see where I'm at.
Yeah, it looked like that's what you were doing over there. It's a simulated game. They had some guys throwing some gas over there. I know they were bringing in some guys. What were you trying to do? The first ball you hit, actually, I think you missed it a little bit, but it went out to left field. So what are you trying to do at this point? Just track it or not get overly aggressive and just to figure out the strike zone right now?
Yeah, I mean, just see as many pitches as I can. You know, some of those at-bats over there, I just take some and you know, see as many pitches as I can, you know, trying to see rotation, trying to see spin, and you know, see some velo as well, and just get my timing down and get ready for games.
What is it like coming to a new clubhouse from where you were, and is it odd to, you know, have to meet all these guys, get to know everybody's names, and you know, a ton of minor leaguers out there that you're working out with? What's that like?
Yeah, I think being somewhere for 7 years, it's a lot different. Change is good. You know, it's good to be able to come into a clubhouse like this, and everybody was open arms and, you know, very positive and, you know, happy to have me and things like that. So the transition's been really good. First week has been, you know, a lot of fun, and getting to know, you know, different guys from, you know, afar, playing against them, and, you know, actually getting to know them on a personal level now is great. So, you know, being able to play with Reese and Rio and a lot of these guys that have been here and know the organization, know the city very well, and, you know, it's fun.
I thought it was interesting when those guys were throwing to you over there, after they were done throwing to you, you made a special point to go out and say something to them. What are you saying to those pitchers?
Yeah, just tell them thank you. You know, those minor leaguers over there, they grind all year long, and, you know, for me to be able to go over there and face them and them take their time to throw to me, you know, that's huge. You know, get me ready for my season, and, you know, vice versa. So just tell them thank you, and, you know, I appreciate them doing that for me, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
You go through the same routine tomorrow, and then ready for that first game on Saturday?
Yeah, so working out in the morning and, you know, hitting, of course, and doing that. But, you know, no simulated games or anything like that. So just trying to, you know, get ready for Saturday and, you know, get going.
The first game, I mean, it's almost like your first game all over again, playing in this spring training game. Is that going to feel odd to finally face live pitching in a game after all this time has gone by?
Yeah, I mean, I think going out there and just getting out there finally for the first time again, you're always excited. You're always excited to get to spring training and be around the guys, be around the fans again, and, you know, get in the batter's box and, you know, hopefully make things happen. So take it one day at a time, see how I feel, and, you know, just progress from there each and every day, and, you know, get ready for opening day.
Do you have any idea? Well, I'm sure you have a little idea, but have you appreciated the magnitude of what your presence has meant to this city? I know you're down here. You're not in Philadelphia. We're in Philadelphia talking to people every day. And when that signing came down, you flipped the town, like, upside down.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes to show how good the fan base is. Being able to play in a city that cares about their sports and live and die by their sports, and if that's the Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, or us, you know, they care, and they do the things for us every single year to come out and support us, and you know, do the things to, you know, support every team in the city. So you know, they win and lose with us, and they go on the ride with us all year long. So I'm looking forward to, you know, opening day and getting back to playing every single day, and, you know, enjoying a new city, enjoying a new culture of fans, and I look forward to it.
Here's what I don't think you realize. You bought yourself immunity for a long time in this city. because you chose this city. There aren't a lot of free agents that choose Philadelphia. There's some players that have played here that have come in acquisitions and things like that. But, you know, right there, I mean, like, you can go back to Pete Rose in 1980 or Jim Thome or whatever. You're the guy that chose this city, and you played everything perfectly. I mean, you've talked them. The press conference was a thing of beauty, and so I don't know what Worth has told you, but you bought immunity for at least a year. Like, you could have a golden sombrero, and they're not going to get on you.
You know, I think I wanted to make this decision, you know, for me and my family's decision, you know, by ourselves. You know, I talked to Worth here and there, but ultimately, you know, I didn't want any outside influence. You know, coming to Philly for the last couple of years, playing in D.C. and whatnot, I was able to, you know, learn what kind of fan base they were and learn, you know, how they acted and things like that, and what a city it was, and You know, seeing them go on their, you know, run in 08 and things like that. You know, seeing Utley and Rollins and, you know, just all the guys that were part of that club and Charlie Manuel, and seeing the fan base just get behind them and really thrive and do the things they were supposed to do. It was awesome. I mean, growing up at, you know, 15, 16 years old, you remember watching the Phillies and things like that and seeing that run. So, you know, I'm very excited to be able to dig my roots somewhere and be somewhere for, you know, 13 years of my career. And it was huge for me to have a no trade and, you know, being able to have no opt-outs and really put my faith into an organization and then put their faith into me as well. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, I'm able to possibly, you know, grow my family there when that happens. And, you know, I'm very excited to be able to do that and know that I'm going to be there and go through the winning seasons and the losing seasons, and you know, hopefully more winning than losing, of course, and you know, just go about it the right way.
I know Worth did tell you that or you were surprised that when they kept booing him when he came in as a National every time he came in, which was kind of weird. I didn't really understand that either, because all he did was sign a better contract with somebody, but you did question why they booed him.
Yeah, you know, I think we were booing him more in our dugout than the fans were, but you know, I totally understand it. You know, you go somewhere else and, you know, the prior fan base, things like that. But, you know, that's baseball. That's sports. So I think you just go about it.
So you know you're going to get that in Washington when it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think some will, some won't.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's how it was with Worth. You know, some did, some didn't. So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens.
Take me through the process of going through this. It's a really hard thing. You must gone through waiting all that time and getting information every day and seeing all this stuff on social media. You didn't want Philadelphia. You wanted somewhere else. They were lowballing you. All this stuff. How did you stay away from all that and stay quiet within yourself?
Yeah, like I said, you know, it was a decision for me and my family to make, me and my wife, to really sit down and make that decision to, you know, go somewhere where we really wanted to be. And, you know, I had the 4-year offers, I had the 8-year offers, and, you know, I had the long term. And for me, it was about the long term. It was about being in a city that I could, you know, really see myself. And, you know, fans were genuine and the neighborhoods were genuine and they really cared about, you know, their city and their organizations that they have, and where I could impact the community on and off the field. And, you know, really do the things for, you know, Philadelphia. And it means something to have Philadelphia across your chest and the Phillies across your chest. And you could see that when you go in and play that team. And, you know, for me, being able to sit down with John and Lee and really try to understand, you know, the schools and the hospitals and, you know, kind of not bigger decisions, but those decisions that really affect your life long term. So for me, it was also, you know, for on the field and off the field purposes. And, you know, Philly just, it felt right. You know, every time I met with them, it felt good. And, you know, we never had any, you know, bad things in our minds about meeting with them or anything like that. So every time we met with them, it was very real. It was very open and honest. And, you know, I enjoyed that.
When it was over, sense of relief?
Absolutely. You know, I remember getting the call last Thursday. That morning, and you know, it was 9 a.m. or 8 a.m. and Scott called me and said, you know, the Phillies made their final offer, and you know, now the decision making, you know, starts. And so you know, I sat there with my wife, and you know, we really you know, kind of sat there and was like, yeah, we're gonna go to Philly. And then San Fran called like immediately after we said that. I remember hugging her and going, yeah, we're going to Philly, like, I'm excited, let's freaking pack, let's get down to Clearwater. And then San Fran called and they offered, and I was like, man, okay, now I got to try to make a decision. But I looked at my wife, I said, we're going to Philly. Like, I already made my decision. Like, it's in my mind. We're going to go to Philly. We're going to play in the, you know, NL East. And, you know, that's where we were going.
Were you close to turning down that call?
Which one?
San Francisco, when they came
in? No, because for me, it was just giving that opportunity to think about it. But I thought about it for about a second, and I was like, no, I already hugged my wife, we're going to Philly.
Love it. It's so cool to have you here. And have you decided where you're going to live in, have you studied in neighborhoods and areas and where you want to root?
Yeah, so when the Phillies came in, they kind of gave us you know, some areas to look at and things like that. You know, over the next couple of months, you know, they came in late January, so they gave us, you know, Haddonfield and Old City and you know, right downtown as well. I can't think of what the
main line. Maybe
I'm not sure. Maybe it starts with an R. Rittenhouse.
Rittenhouse. Yeah, that's downtown. Rittenhouse. So you chance to starting to live downtown.
I mean, I don't. Uh-huh. We're not sure. Yeah. I mean, so for us, you know, it's just trying to find the best spot for us and, you know, figure out the best fit. So,
All right, let me talk hitting. I love talking hitting with guys. I look at your swing, and it's a violent swing. And you generate great bat speed from that. How long did it take you to develop that kind of a style?
You know, my dad kind of, you know, wanted us to feel the game, to, you know, really understand what worked for us. You know, I think at the end of the day, your swing is going to be your swing. You know, as much as you tweak it this way or tweak it that way, you always go, you know, back to what works for you. And, you know, that's what I always try to do. You know, I think, you know, staying within yourself and understanding how you work, how you tick. Of course, you're going to make, you know, different decisions on different days and things like that, but your swing's your swing. Your routine should be your routine every single day. And, you know, go back to what works for you. You know, remember who you are, remember where you came from, and understand, you know, why you're in the big leagues in the first place. And, you know, my dad instilled that into me for a long time when I was younger. And, you know, being able to have a support system that I do at home, and know that, you know, my dad understands my swing, then, you know, more than most people. I can always call him and ask him, you know, what's going on or anything like that. And then he'll sometimes call me and go, don't call me. You don't need me. You're all in your head or something like that. So, you know, we're our best coaches, knowing and understanding, you know, our swing and things like that. So, just try to get better every day. Know that I can learn something new every day, and get better.
What's the trigger? I mean, for a guy with that kind of bat speed, is it true that you look for a breaking pitch and adjust to a fastball? Is that your approach?
I don't want to give that to anybody,
because that's almost impossible.
But
to
yeah,
do.
It's definitely different. But you know, for me, I enjoy hitting the off speed. Guys throw so hard now that, you know, you're going to see 97, 98, possibly each and every day. So you got to gear up for that, be ready for that. But, you know, for me, it's just trying to, you know, really understand what works for me and, you know, what the guy's going to do out there. So if I can sit on a pitch and really know that he's going to throw it to me one time in the at-bat, then I better not miss it. And, you know, I think that's the thing about a good hitter and a great hitter is they don't miss their pitches. You know, you see some of the really, really good hitters, they don't miss. And then you see some of your average guys that foul something back. And, you know, I've been there. You know, I've been able to foul some stuff back and go, man, I should have hit that thing. But, you know, it's trying to get the barrel on the ball as much as possible and, you know, not hit it to the guys in the infield or, you know, the outfield. So
I have to ask you this. I know you've been asked a million times, but did you think the league overreacted to that tampering comment?
You know, I think it's people think about it and you sit there and somebody says something, it's like, man, you know, maybe I shouldn't have said it or something like that. But for me, it's if I get the question of trying to get a free agent or something like that, and, you know, it's their off season, it's their, you know, they're done playing with that team, and I'm able to talk to them, and, you know, they call me and say, hey, Bryce, you know, what do you think about Philly? You know, for me, I can put the trust in my organization and the trust in myself to be able to say, hey, yeah, this is a great spot for us. This is a great fit for you. And, you know, I think that's all sports. You know, it's everybody. And why wouldn't I want some, you know, somebody of the caliber of the player that I talked about not to be on the Phillies or anybody
else?
About
that all the time.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you want all the best players to be able to come to your team. And you have to respect the fact that, you know, they're on a different team now and things like that. But also, you know, why would you not want some of the best team, you know, guys in the league to be on your team and try to be the best team in the league?
Listen, man, thanks for coming up here.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Hey, I appreciate that.
When you get to Philly, you're going to see something magical. You
I
really are.
It.
The town is absolutely nuts for you right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Bryce.
I appreciate it.
That's
all right.
Bryce Harper.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.